venues, interviews with the co-pilots, Mitra, and women, and features on the Goonies Gallery and the Western Front. As always, Discorder gives you the latest records and gig reviews, as well as concert calendars and CITR program guide.
Discorder, that slow fading of memories magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere that's remotely cool.
Welcome. It's Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR. Maybe we can get through this tonight without, too many tripping over ourselves. Tonight, again, not really hot on too much, except the Blank Dogs is kind of the new band of choice for me. Blank Dogs, or is it Blank Dog? I forget. Anyway, we'll be getting some of that probably later. I've got some. Decided to get back into some Plunderphonic tonight, so we'll be hearing some of that. And there's a new CD in front of me from the playlist, which is in the wall next to me. It's called Black and White. It's a concept album. It says, for our new CD, musicians were asked to pick a black and white film to use as the inspiration for a song. Source material ranges from the earliest days of filmmaking. The Caledonia Mission chose Hell's Hinges, a silent movie from 1916, to Guy Madden's 2003 film The Saddest Music in the World, done by Two Dark Birds. Other participants include Sand Pebbles, HUD, and Sam Amidon, The Furies, and DJ Rupture, El Verdugo, and Nina Nastasia with Repulsion. So, let's get into some of that. That sounds really interesting. I'm going to probably get into Nina Nastasia right now because it's a name I'm a little more familiar with. So, Nina Nastasia, her inspiration, a black and white movie called Repulsion. Here we go.
Time in a dream, on a busier street, just the rattle of heels, steady and fleet. From the dark in the distance, with a heavier step, he is suddenly on me. Oozing, and off like a rat. I quicken my stride. Keep eyes on the way, and don't look behind to hardly awaken to the buzzing of flies and the smell of the air. And I'm
Anastasia there from Black and White. Various artists compilation from musicians who were asked to pick a black and white film and use it as inspiration for a song. Heard Nina Anastasia's vision for Repulsion there. And let's hear something from Two Dark Birds. They chose the film called The Saddest Music in the World. So let's see what that sounds like. Or maybe even hear what it sounds like.
God, I ain't been knowing you real well. But if you mean what you say, I want her. I've been riding the wrong trail. I've been riding the wrong trail. And will you please stay with her until I get shadows fell on the hinges of the door's tell. Then purple shadows fell on the hinges of the door's tell. Sky is when future.
Hey, this is Blaine from The Accused, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The farmer, us the giver.
Sam Amidon there with his track for Black and White compilation. And his movie he was inspired by was The Furies, Black and White. Three songs from Black and White are a little feature presentation today. This is a compilation of artists doing music set to, music inspired by their chosen Black and White film. So we heard Nina Nastasia with Repulsion. Two Dark Birds did The Saddest Music in the World, and Sam Amidon there with The Furies. All right. Lulled you into a sense of quiet and peacefulness there, but it's not going to last, I'm afraid. Because in front of us, we have the new Experimental Dental School. It's been a while since I've seen anything from Experimental Dental School, but I'm glad to see something now. Got a track here called Royal Fantasy Snow that I'd like to play, so in case you're interested, experimentaldental.com is the place to go. So from their CD called Forest Field, Experimental Dental School, and, like I said, Royal Fantasy Snow. We'll be right back. gosh, I hate having to do this, but something's come to my attention here. Yeah, I was looking at the cover of the black and white CD. Didn't match the actual CD. You know, the disc itself has a track listing on it, so the tracks were wrong. Yeah, Nina Nastasia was right. The first one. The Caledonia Mission did the second track from Black and White. The Ballad of Blaze Tracy. Yeah. And then Two Dark Birds did The Saddest Music in the World. So I got two of them right, just out of order, and one completely wrong. So does that clear things up? Yeah. Check out the playlist on the podcast. It'll be there. We just heard a track from Experimental Dental School, like I said, and we're going to be moving into some Black Dice right now, the new Black Dice album. So it is called Repo, and it's the fifth album from the Brooklyn-based trio. And Repo is delving into dirty noise loops and process samples and coming up with unlikely hooks and roiling, huh? What does that say? This is roiling, distorted abstract lullabies. I don't know. Let's just hear some Black Dice now, and of course, the track listings are very difficult to suss out. Let's hear number 3, for lack of a better title. Yeah, here we go.
Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm impressed. Blank Dogs in there, spinning from Yeti 6. I think I'll play that every week for a long time. Experimental Dental School in there as well, before with Royal Fantasy Snow. Yes, we're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. This is DJ Bleak in with you on Canada's favorite radio show. CITR.ca is a place to go for more information and podcasts and other links and many things. We're going to be listening to a track from a various artists' compilation again, Otto, or Up With Dead People, original. Crippled Dick Hotwax put this out, and it is a Bruce LaBruce project. If you don't know much about Bruce LaBruce, well, look it up. And there's a track on here by a band called Eyes and Teeth, and I really like the name of that band. So I am going to be playing a track of theirs called Sonicize, and enjoy. It's a long track, so here we go.
As a means of systematically and objectively examining rock music for signs of the devil's influence, I want us to consider some of the basic beliefs of those who are willfully engaged in satanic religions. As a starting point, we'll look at this book, The Satanic Bible. The desecration to destruction and the addition of demonic imagery and symbols is also well established within satanic religion.
You'll find upon the night. 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway! To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow! Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card!
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
You know what this means. Ta-dum! And it's the truth. See?
Wait a minute!
Weird, I bet you.
Thank you.
How do we fight the rising problem of sagging productivity from lazy workers? How about a worker with 12 busy hands, no mouth to talk back, no genitalia or gastrointestinal system to distract him from his work? Sure, it's what we all dream about, isn't it? How about a receptionist with 6 arms, 3 mouths, and a knockout figure? Are not only possible, they are only the beginning.
Secretaries,
whole new consumer. A few well-placed drops in the water supply and bingo! It's a whole new master race! And we own the copyright! Profits from these new markets could total in the billions. Right here, right now, we are building a better tomorrow.
Bill, if I could just add one thing. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us will stand knee-deep in the blood of their children. Those who dare oppose us...
What's the use? It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment. The best thing to do is make your own fun. No, the best way is to make your own enjoyment if you can.
After 6 months, the birds are moved to these large outdoor aviaries. Riding on Mother is rough going.
What's the use? What's the use? What's the use? It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
What's music? The beat we live our lives by. You can't touch it, you can't see it, but it's there, and it's very important. Just like Lycra. An invisible thread that sets the fashion beat in fabrics for style that's more beautiful and comfortable.
But anyone buying a parrot should make sure that they were illegally captured in the wild.
What's the use? What's the use? It just isn't any use relying on others for entertainment.
As easy as a second skin.
The best thing to do is make your own
fun. Life set to a fast.
No.
Well, if that got your feet moving and... your mind full of big band dreams, then you are in the mood.
The best way is to make your own enjoyment if you can.
And to keep pace with that beat and today's young, flexible and dynamic style, Lycra is essential. And don't go away for this next one.
Comfortable.
gentlemen, the unique and world-famous attraction, Singing Dogs.
Hello there, this is Exquisite Corpse on CITR. We've been listening to the Brandflakes in there with Singing Dogs. We've been listening to some Plunderphonic type works for quite a while now. We heard What's the Use from What's the Use, the album by people like us, Wobbly and Jet Black Hair People, which came out a while back. I don't know, some years ago. Escape Mechanism. Oh, wait a minute here. Where was I? We heard Stahlio, actually. Stahlio before that with A Better Tomorrow from Stahlio. Stahlio release called Whack Cylinders. Whack Cylinders. And Escape Mechanism before that with The Truth from the new one called Emphasis Added. And Gang Gang Dance in there with Desert Storm from St. Dimphna. Excited to see Gang Gang Dance at Bumbershoot this year. Just heard that a couple more acts have been added to the lineup, including Franz Ferdinand and Os Mutantes. So, yeah, there you go. And a few others, too. But those are the ones that I'm more interested in, I guess. Pretty much caught up with what we've heard in the past now. This is Exquisite Corpse. It's about 8:30, about a half hour to Thunderbird Radio Hell. So stick around. Now, we should get to a calendar of events thing, I think, about this time. And here, I'm taking this from the new Discorder magazine in May here. Let's see. So in what day is it here? On Friday you got the Weaker Thens and the Constantines at the Commodore, C.R. Avery at the Biltmore, Mongrel Zine launch party with the Famines and the Manipulators and Los Malos and Time Cops at Cobalt. And you'll have the Healthy Students and MT40 and Cosmetics at the Red Gate. Where's that? I don't know. Remember, this is the weekly drinking game, in which whatever names we stumble upon, or even dates or venues we can't pronounce, you take a drink and fun ensues. Hermetic and Collapsing Opposites and Search Parties and the SSRIs will be at Little Mountain Studios. The Weaker Thens and the Constantines at the Commodore. And Gang Violence and Love and Electric and Vincent Parker at the Biltmore. All those on Saturday. Ladytron and the Faint are at the Commodore on Sunday. And they will be doing a DJ set. All of them. A Ladytron and the Faint DJ set at the Pop Opera. An interesting lineup there. Kind of electroclashy, but don't call it that. No, no. Rocco DeLuca and The Burden at Joshua James. Oh, and Joshua James at the Biltmore. There you go. Take a drink. Take a drink. Lenka Kellarissa. Lenka and Kellarissa at the Media Club. Okay. Ben Lee and Low versus Diamond at Richards on Tuesday. Those last couple nights. Acts were at all Tuesday. Are you getting this? And Wednesday, Fake Jazz Night with Shipyards, Dither Bliss, Philip Gorecki, Air Castle, and The Wonder at the Cobalt. New Sensei and Petroleum Byproducts and Great 2000 at Astoria on Wednesday as well. Some of the things going on during the week here. Make a note. Oh, here we go. Cloud Cult and Say Hi. I'm playing at the Biltmore. Saw Cloud Cult a few years ago at Bumbershoot. And very fine band. There's a lot of interesting things coming up here. Wow. Check out the new Discorder. It's brand new. It's on it's where cool things are sold. I wonder if they got the Doves here yet. Yeah, Doves at the Commodore on the 21st. I'll be there. You've got Obits and the Lights at the Media Club on the 15th. Subhumans at Ukrainian Hall also on the 15th. The Kills on the 16th with the Horrors and Magic Wands at the Commodore. And I should stop, shouldn't I? Oh, but here's Grizzly Bear and Foreign Born at the Commodore. Didn't know that they were coming to town. I gotta hit that one up. Animal Collective and Grouper at the Commodore. Good heavens. And on the 24th, did I tell you that yet? Grizzly Bear and Foreign Born at the Commodore on the 26th. And then I jumped up again to the 24th. Animal Collective and Grouper. Anyway, I'm confusing even myself, so. Got to be worse for you. On the 25th, Black Dice and Wolf Eyes at the Biltmore. And M83 at the Commodore. TV on the Radio. And Dirty Projectors at the Malkin Bowl. Holy crap. There's a lot going on there. Alright, all good reasons to get out. Thanks for listening to Exquisite Corpse. And let's get into some more mucus right now. Music, that is. Evolution Control Committee from their album they came out with back in, beats me, 2001, 2002, 2003. I don't see it. Anyway, Plagiarism Nation from Evolution Control Committee. That's their album. And the track we're going to hear now is one I've never played before. It's called Fearsome as Odd Danger. Fearsome as Odd Danger.
Why is it when the night comes, the whole world seems spooky? Who knows? I don't. You know that sound? I don't. Is that a bird? Or some lost ghost? I don't know. What are all those sounds? All those things, all those sounds that live in the dark? I don't know. But if you want to find out, What are all those things, all those sounds, all those sounds? If you want to find out, come with me. Come with me. It's a spooky night, and we're walking down a spooky road. What are all those things, all those sounds, all those sounds? I don't know. But are they trees? The bird? Trees don't sound like that. Do they? Is it because it's dark? Or is it because there's something out there, in the dark? Spooky. You know that sound? Who knows? I don't. Spooky. Sound. You know that sound? Don't sound like that. What are all those sounds? You know that sound? Hello? Anything home?
Anything you want to hear, and then you'll hear no sound at all. Except, of course, this record. It's special. I'll say anything you want to hear as many times as you want me to. As many times as you want me to. As many times as... Except, of course, this record. That's everything in the kit. You may think the record is stuck.
Thank you.
may think the record is stuck, but it isn't. 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 But it...
creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into Annoise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Annoise, music that isn't in its right mind.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
On Wednesday, May 6th, join us for a night of great local music. CITR 101.9 and Discorder are bringing you a new monthly at the Astoria. Come down on the first Wednesday of every month. Our first night will feature New Sensei, Petroleum Byproducts, and GR8 2000. Doors are at 8 p.m., bands play at 9. That's at the redesigned, re-soundproofed, rehabilitated Astoria Hotel, 769 East Hastings, brought to you by Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM.
Well, thanks for dropping by. We've got about 12 minutes left here. Thunderbird Radio Hell is setting up in the rooms to my left. So stay tuned for that. And we heard Steve Fisk in there with the firing line from his Over and Through the Night compendium of material he put together over the many years of experimentations and whatnot. Evolution Control Committee in there with Fearsome as Odd Anger from Plagiarism Nation. And that's kind of where we're at right now. Podcast should be available tonight or maybe tomorrow if you're interested. If you're listening to it now, thanks. Drop me a line if you think about it at artcorpse@yahoo.com. You can find me online at on Facebook, Bleak Swinney. That's Swinney as like Swinney the Pooh, not Sweeney. I always hear that. And it's not Sweeney. Swinney, like Swinney the Pooh. And I've got a MySpace that I used to go to. I don't really go to that much anymore. Look up Value Village People or Exquisite Corpse on CITR. You can find out more about this show and stuff. There's lots of stuff that I do on the side, like Value Village People and all that sort of fun plunderphonic sort of thing. Well, we should just move back into some music here. Let's hear some Stark Effect, continuing in our plunderphonic vein, and a Stark Effect track called Right to the Dove. Right here on Exquisite Corpse, Canada's favorite radio show.
Go right to the Dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward. Go right to the Dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward. Go right to the Dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward. Go right to the Dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward. Go right to the Dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward. Go right to the dove, I put it right in my cart, and I zoom onward.
Right in my car, 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 right in
Okay, we heard from Stark Effect, Right to the Dove there, from some Stark Effect downloads that I got some time ago, actually. And we're hearing in the background now from Absolute Value of Noise, local release, and the CD, The Laughing Dress. So, let's see, it's track number 5, which is Whales. I gotta be going now. Thunderbird Radio Hell is next, and I'm going to leave you with some Chris Morris. This track called TV Lizards. So until next week, remember, my friends, the future is bleak, and get a hold of me if you have a chance. Let me know you're listening. And let me know you're, I don't know, let me know you're alive. All right, so. So long, I guess.
Mr. Riley?
Yeah?
Come about the television.
Oh, right, yeah, coming.
New one, isn't it?
Yeah.
But not working.
Well, it's working. But it's full of lizards.
Lizards?
Come and have a look. It's through here. Yeah, man's come to fix the telly, though.
About time. It's a bloody mess.
Wow. Look at them. Probably need a replacement, won't it?
No. Seems to be set up properly.
Not yet, but I mean, full of lizards.
The picture's good though, isn't it?
Oh.
I'm not having a TV pouring lizards into my house.
You see, they're not really anything to do with me, strictly.
Yes, they are. It's a brand new television. It's not supposed to have lizards in it.
You see, it doesn't say anything at all about lizards.
Oh, of course it bloody doesn't. They're not meant to be there, are they?
Have you checked with the cable company, sir?
Well, it's nothing to do with them.
Have you checked with the cable company?
No, we haven't checked.
No.
As I say, all I can suggest is you do try them. Maybe they'll be able to help you.
What, are you saying that the cable company is sending us lizards?
Yes.
What?
But by mistake, the lizards.
Hang on, look, mate. It's quite simple, right? You sold us the telly, yeah? You delivered it, you set it up, and it starts pouring lizards, right? So we want you to come up with a solution. It's quite simple.
Sweep them up.
Sweep them up?
Thanks. Yes.
Well, you sweep them up, then.
No, you sweep them up.
What?
Well, as I keep saying, madam, they're really nothing to do with me.
Is that all you can say? Is it? It's nothing to do with me, is that it?
Wipers.
What?
You'd have windscreen wipers to wipe them off the screen.
Now, look here. This is fucking ridiculous, right?
No need to swear, sir.
Look, I'll swear in my own fucking house if I want to,
no,
right?
No need for that.
What will your head office say, right, when I tell them about your uselessness at customer relations, eh?
Yeah. You said
what was that?
What did you say?
You did it. No, they say you did it.
What?
Why do you do that?
Why do you
fill your telly up with lizards?
I told you that the lizards started coming out of the telly as soon as you set it up, right?
You filled them with lizards.
Right! I'm gonna fucking get you sacked, mate. And that isn't a threat, that's a promise, right? What's your name?
Mr. Lizard.
Stop fucking me about!
Fucking nincompoop.
Come on, what is it?
Mr. Lizard.
Right, what's your boss's name?
Another Mr. Lizard.
Stop it! Fucking stop it!
Easy, Mr. Lizard.
You come back in here! What's going on? Fucking, you think you're doing? Fucking, come here! Come here before I start! You fucking come here!
Come on. Shh. Come on now. Shh. Don't do that. Come on. Don't do that. Come on. Shh. Stop it now. Stop it.
Fuck off.
Stop it.
This is Zoe from the Bayonets, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.